So we thought we'd go north to the head and talk about hats. Have you got a favourite one? Yeah? Hats sort of seem to come and go from fashion, but in the dead of winter or a day at the races, a hat is an asset. And I'm going to talk about a milliner, Kasaya, her name is, with Alice Millinery in Hobart, who I think is, you're at home, Kasaya, aren't you? Are you in quarantine?
I am. It's my last day of my 14-day quarantine after coming back from Victoria.
And you were there for a wedding or something, weren't you?
Yeah, it was my little sister's wedding. So it was really good to be able to get over and see my family. I'm actually pregnant as well, so it was good to see them while I'm pregnant.
Yeah, how pregnant are you now?
I'm 24 weeks.
All right, not too many more trips possible from now on, I expect.
No.
Oh, well, look, it was a special event and worth the quarantine. How have you managed? Have you been chewing the wallpaper?
It's fine. Well, I work from home, so.
Of course.
Yeah, it's fine for me. The only thing's been not being able to duck out to the supermarket, but I've had groceries delivered and, it's been pretty good.
What made you, I was talking to Adam about made to measure. What made you decide to become a milliner?
Well, I was living in Geelong. Geelong's my hometown.
Yeah.
And my mum had a hat shop I was working there. And she stumbled upon a TAFE course in millinery, which it hadn't been offered in Geelong for 20 years. And she just sort of said to me, do you think you might like to do this TAFE course? And, you know, we can learn to make hats to sell in the shop.
Yeah.
Which we were kind of doing anyway, but we didn't really know what we were doing. Mum did more so than me. But, to start with, I really actually didn't like it. I thought it was really fiddly and time consuming.
Yeah.
But then, one day it just clicked and, I fell in love with it. And, I've been doing forums and conventions and masterclasses and,
it's worked out. And now, and now you've got your own business?
Yes. Yeah. So I run my business from home and I've got a website with everything on there.
People can have a look at this. The thing about millinery is it's, whereas made to measure, is creative, a suit's a suit, essentially. I mean, there's a basic template, isn't there? But with a hat, you can sort of go in any direction, can't you? I'm thinking of some of the fascinators I've seen. Some of them are extremely original. Is that? Do you like that creative element that's involved?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, I love it. I especially love if a client comes to me, with their dress or their outfit and they sort of say, make whatever you think.
Really?
And then I've got creative freedom to just make something that I think will go, whether it's a crown shape or a little peel box or whatever I think will work best with the outfit.
But do you have to draw little sketches for them to maybe suggest?
I am the worst drawer.
Are you?
People ask me to draw them and I'm just like, oh my goodness, I can't really draw.
So how do you... How do you make the hat then? Because it's not like a Lego or Meccano. You don't just sort of construct from existing things. You actually have to...
No. So there's, depending on the shape of it, there's usually wooden hat blocks. So you'll block the material over the hat block, pin it in, and then you have to let it dry. And then if it's straw, there's a stiffening process. Then you have to let that dry as well. So, it's a bit of a process, but... so it sort of, it usually starts with flat materials and then you sculpt them into different shapes and
Do you sort of invent it as you go along some of the time?
Sometimes I do like an autumn, winter and a spring, summer collection every year. So with my collection, I'm usually just making it up as I go. Like I might have a material that I want to use or a color and I'll just sort of make it up. Everything's in my head. Like I said, I'm a terrible drawer. Sketch anything. it's all just in my head. So sometimes I'll just have an idea and I might do like a really rough sketch of it. But usually it's just what happens, I just sort of go with the flow.
Yeah, go with it. And is durability an issue? I look at some of the fascinators at the Melbourne Cup and I think, my God, they'll be lucky to get through the afternoon with that thing on their head. It's going to...
Yeah.
Is that a thing? The hat should sort of be around for a while?
Well, it should, it depends on the quality of it. If it's well made, it should last longer. But, some of them are a bit more flimsy, I guess, and some of them you've got to be a little more careful with. Like I've just made one for the Hobart Racing Ambassador, and it's got beautiful feather flowers on it, but they are quite delicate. Like you wouldn't want to go out in the wind and the rain.
How long does it take? What's the longest, for instance, it's taken you to make a really detailed hat?
Oh, the longest.
Really?
Oh, maybe like three or four days.
Okay. I thought you were going to say 3 weeks, but that's...
I mean, it depends.
Yeah.
It really depends because it's such a process. Like you've got to do it in stages. It's not just like you just sit down and make a hat, you know, from start to finish. So, I mean, it could be longer. It sort of depends. I guess if you include the design process and gathering materials and all that sort of thing as well, then it would be longer. But,
I suppose you have to become intimately acquainted with your client's head. I don't mean inside the head. I mean the actual head itself.
Well,
The shape and are there lots of measurements involved in a hat?
Well, not really these days, not for the type of hats that I'm making. Yeah. So I do sort of, you know, the small pill boxes. I do a couple of shapes that do fit around your actual head, but most of them will sit sort of on top of the head. So they're, you know, small pill boxes that sort of sit forward or you know, wire headpieces that are attached to a headband and that kind of thing. So it's not really an issue most of the time.
Because do you pin it on? Is that how it works?
It's got hat elastic that goes underneath usually, or a headband. Yeah.
What, under your chin or something?
under the back of your neck. That would look pretty funny, like a party hat.
Silly me. And what about their hair? Do you have to take their hair into account as well, if they're short-haired or long-haired?
Sometimes. Mostly people with shorter hair will ask me for a headband. So. Yeah. I make everything on elastics, but I'm happy to change them over to headbands if people prefer it.
Yeah.
And hair colour is another thing. I had one lady, she said, oh, my hair's silver grey. So I was sitting there colouring the hat elastic in, you know, silver to match her hair. She was very pleased.
Good for you. Two quick questions. Are you into a particular style or colour thing at the moment? Are you having a flirtation with blue or teal or something?
I am loving green. Green's very big this season, is funny because green's actually known to be a no-no for the races because it's apparently bad luck.
Oh, really?
But we are seeing a lot of green.
It is gorgeous colour, like an emerald, a rich emerald green. Is that what you do? How gorgeous.
Yeah.
And the future of the hat, I mean, clearly you don't want to be in a declining sector. Do you find that more and more people are interested in getting some headwear?
Yeah, definitely. I think fashions on the field is only getting bigger, I feel. And I think as long as fashions on the field's around and there's races, I think people will always wear a hat. A lot of like competitions like that, you have to be wearing something on your head to enter. So I feel it's getting bigger if anything. And
good on
I'm
you,
just son. Hoping like people will start wearing them to weddings and that kind of thing as well.
Look, the website, what is it? Alice Millinery?
It's Kasiah Alice Millinery.
I'll spell it after the news.
Yeah.
All right.
That'd be great.
It spells a bit differently than it sounds.